pennies, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I know, Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's plan of alternating his father between the store and home seems to be working out quite well for all parties concerned. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Abner is just finishing sweeping out. Lum is looking out of the front window.
Granny's Abner, look at that weather out there. You know what we ought to do?
Huh?
We ought to close up the store and go fishing.
Go fishing?
Yes, sir. It's a shame to waste a day like this sitting around the inside.
I know that would be fun. Yeah, it's too bad we can't do it.
Well, why can't we do it? This is our store, ain't it?
Yeah.
We ought to be able to close it up if we want to. There ain't no law that says we gotta stay open, is it?
Well, no, leastways I never heard of no such a law.
Well, let's pack up some lunch goods and get on our way. Hit the road. Head for the open spaces. Get away from the city life that we lead. Get away from this hectic humdrum of it all.
Ha!
Don't be a slave to the machine age. Get back to nature. Put your feet on Mother Earth.
Put my feet on who?
Mother Earth. Come on, let's pack up some lunch goods and get going. Hurry up, let's not waste no more of this wonderful day.
Yeah, well, wait a minute now, Lum. We got to stay here, though. There's things to be did.
Well, we can do them tomorrow. Don't forget that old lettered saying of mine, never put off till tomorrow what you can do. No, it's the wrong one.
Huh?
Well, what is it we got to do today that's so important?
Well, for one thing, Papa's coming down to the store today.
Oh, him.
You know, you promised you'd let me bring him down here every other day so that I could keep him out of Elizabeth's way half the time.
Yeah, I know I did.
So it just looks like I'll have to stay here today.
Yeah, I reckon so. Well, I'll just have to find somebody else to go with me, it looks like. Let's see now, who can I get?
Well, Lum, Papa was sort of wanting to see you today. He wanted you to be here. He's bringing his scrapbook down here.
You mean the history and main facts about the Peabody family and all its branches?
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, that ain't no reason for me to stick around here. Fact is, that's a good reason for leaving.
Yeah, but he run across some clippings in the scrapbook that he says that you'll be interested in. He wants to read them to you.
It's fair to that.
It'll break his heart if you don't listen to him, Lum.
Yeah, but he never bothers to see whether you're listening to him or not. I don't know what difference it makes.
Well,
to him.
Papa likes to think he's reading it to somebody. He does love to read that scrapbook.
I know.
It brings back the memories of the old days to him, I reckon.
Yeah, but Granny's, just look at that weather.
Yeah, it's pretty.
I bound you, if you headed out towards the creek today, the fish would leap out of the water and meet you halfway.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Lum. Why don't you just wait long enough for him to just read one item to you?
One item takes him all day long.
Oh.
You know, if we could get somebody else for him to read this book to, that'd take care of him for the rest of the day, and then both of us could go fishing.
Yeah. I don't know who we could get, though, to listen to Papa that long. Besides, you got to be here to talk to Sister Simpson, too, Lum.
Talk to Sister Simpson?
Yeah, she's going to call back. There's some school board business. She said that you and her was appointed on some committee to get the schoolhouse painted during the summer vacate or something like that.
Oh, that. Well, that's all been decided on. Except in what color to paint it.
Yeah, well, I believe that's what she wants to discuss with you.
Well, me, there goes another 6 hours wasted.
Yeah.
That woman spends more time asking somebody's opinion on something when she knows good and well she wouldn't take nobody else's opinion on nothing.
Why, no, it don't do no good not to agree with her. I found that out.
And don't do no good to agree with her, neither. She argues either way.
Yeah, I know. Wait a minute. I believe I see Papa coming on her with his scrapbook. Yeah.
That's nice. I hope he's forgot his glasses.
What'd you say, Lum?
Nothing. Granny's, I felt so good when I got up this morning. I thought this was going to be the most wonderful day of my life. Now look at it.
Well, Lum, you listen to the scrapbook and act interested, won't you?
Oh, yeah, sure. Don't worry.
Wait a minute. Here it comes. Here, come on in, Papa.
Yeah, good morning.
How do you do, Mr. Peabody? Proud to see you.
Morning. I got something to show you, Lum boy. You'll get a kick out of this.
Yeah, well, here, Papa, why don't you sit down in the rocker here and just start reading it to Lum?
Yeah.
Here, let me help you, Papa. Yeah, Lum's awful anxious to hear this.
Abner, let's not overdo it.
You'll get a kick out of this, Lum boy.
You said that.
I just happened to run across it last night. You'll get a kick out of it.
Oh, I know I will.
You'll never guess who it's about, either, love boy.
No, I ain't got the least ideas, Mr. Peabody. Who is it about?
Yes, you... what's that?
I said, who is it about?
Why, let's see now. Who is this about? I can't recollect now. Yeah, I'll find it here in a jiffy, though.
Yeah, look for it there, Papa.
I ran across it last... Oh, that's cold. I ran across it last night when I was looking through the book here.
I believe that was Laura Rang. You might as well get it, because it's more like the Sister Simpson calling back anyway.
All right. May as well get it over with.
He's just going to answer the phone, Papa. Go ahead and find the article she want to read. Look it up there now.
Yes,
sir. Hello, John. I'm down store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
See, where is it?
Oh, yes, Miss Simpson. How are you? That's good. Yeah, Abner told me that. Well, yeah, red sounds like a good color to paint the schoolhouse.
Who's he talking to?
The little red school.
Mr. Simpson, Papa, go ahead now and find what you want to read,
Tom. Well, if you'd rather make it white, go ahead.
Can't keep Lum waiting.
No, I ain't sticking up for red. No, white's fine with me. Ma? All right, red then. Oh, me, here we go.
Yeah.
Have you found that article yet, Mr. Peabody?
Now, you can start reading along now, Papa, because all he has to do is just say uh-huh into the phone there once in a while to make Sister Simpson think he's still listening.
Uh-huh. Brown? All right, I'll vote for that.
You just keep looking for it.
No, I won't be disappointed if it ain't white. I never said red was my favorite color. Oh, for goodness sake. Go ahead, Mr. Peabody. Start reading.
Have you found it yet, Papa?
I'm listening to both of
you. I'd plumb forgot this was in here.
Huh?
There was a great man, son. A great man.
Who's that, Papa?
Tolliver Feldknapp.
Yeah, Red's fine with me, Miss Sampson.
Tolliver Feldknapp? Who was he, Papa?
Tolliver Feldknapp was your uncle's brother on...
Yes,
Mom. No, let's see now. Tolliver married Clendy Hobbs's mama, and she was Clarissa Peabody before she married Horace. So that makes Tolliver your great second cousin.
Well.
No, that's... Let's see.
All right, make it brown then, Miss Simpson.
That isn't it.
Or white, I don't care. I know red's good. No, for pity's sake.
Anyways, Tolliver Feldknapp was a great man.
Yeah. Now, what'd he do that was so great, Papa?
I love white.
Tolliver Feldknapp was a great man, Abner.
I ain't got nothing against red.
He was one of the first men in the state of Arkansas. I'll read you this clipping about him.
I had any relates that was famous.
He was...
Either red or white, Miss Sampson.
Yeah, listen close, Abner. It's a long article.
Well, good. Go ahead.
This was clipped from the old Polk County Blade and Ledger in January 1889.
Miss Sampson.
Last week, the state of Arkansas experienced a total eclipse of the sun, and the big crowd turned out to witness the event.
Well that'll be nice. I know Luke Abernathy's got his face painted that color. Looks awful nice.
Go ahead.
Among the first ones to see cure pieces of smoked glass and observe the eclipse were the following: Simon Tupper, Mrs. Laura Clardy,
Fred
Albeck, Otto Vincent, Clem Johnson, Chuck Adams.
Wait a minute, Papa. I thought you was going to read to me about Tolliver Feldknapp there.
Tolliver's name is in this article someplace. I'll come to it. It's Hob, Clark, Jed, Taylor.
Oh, my goodness.
I do nearly all of these folks.
You got to paint the blackboard black. Chalk won't show if you don't.
Chick Harriman, Beaver Shaw, Mrs. D.K. Newton.
Yes, Mr. Brown's one.
Ernest Garfield.
Pity's sake. Abner, will you listen to Sister Simpson for a while? I'm getting wore out.
I've got trouble enough my own here, though.
Orville Putnam.
Well, something's got to be done.
Ed Clay.
I don't want to talk to her.
Why don't you just paint the steps red, then?
Killed by a runaway horse.
Tell her to paint it anything. Leave it unpainted.
Well, that's satisfaction with me. Anything you want to do.
You're going to be there all day, I'll tell you that right now.
You're chairman of the committee. I'll agree with anything you want to do.
Tolliver,
you more likely want to paint it striped if you keep agreeing or disagreeing with her.
Abner, take this, will you?
I don't want to talk to her.
Waste our whole lives just listening to folks. Hi, Granny, wait a minute. I believe I got eyes.
Huh?
Say, Mr. Peabody, I hate to interrupt you, but there's somebody here on the phone that wants to hear that article.
There is?
Yeah, so get right up here and start reading it to him.
Oh.
And you better start right from the first, too.
Sure, naturally. Hello. Last week, the state of Arkansas experienced a sort of eclipse of the sun.
Come on, let's go fishing. They're good for the day.